Hello, welcome to What I'm Looking At, the podcast about what I'm looking at. I hope this podcast finds you well. I am doing well. And I didn't know what I was going to look at until 1 second ago. Or maybe 5 seconds. But I just looked over and grabbed my tooth floss. Why not? I mean, it's just something I glanced at, and now I'm looking at it in a deeper way. Like many of the objects I look at, I'm quite fond of this floss. I love flossing. Actually, no, I don't like flossing my teeth. I like the way that I feel accomplished after I do it. I like the way that my in between my teeth are clean after I do it. That's I guess all I like about it. It helps me. It helps my oral health. And I'm picky, kind of, about the floss that I use. I get annoyed. I think it's just, it's painful, for one, if you have the wrong floss. If it's too big or too small. If it's too small, it just kind of cuts your gums in a way. And then if it's too big, you have to jam it in there and there's problems. This floss, I have found this is maybe my favorite floss that I have used. And I like it for other reasons as well. The floss that I don't like the most, and that seems to be most common these days, is the floss that is plastic. It's like plastic tape. And it's just contributing in a negative way to the world. No shame or judgment on you if you do use the plastic floss. I'm not trying to make you feel bad if you do use that type of floss. It's everywhere. I mean, I think it's a very popular kind of floss because it's smooth, and I think it probably can hold some flavor pretty well, like mintiness or something. And anytime I've been to the dentist and they give me floss, it's always that type. When they floss my teeth, it's always that plastic tape kind. And it is pleasant, actually, to floss with it because it's like a soft but also firm at the same time. It doesn't have that like fibery situation. I don't know if you've ever used silk floss, but it makes my skin crawl, kind of, or like it's like nails on a chalkboard kind of feeling when I think of the silk threads coming apart in between my teeth. This happens to be, though, a natural fiber floss that I really like. And I hope that they have it here in the UK, because if they don't, I'm going to have to find some kind of similar product. But there's quite a lot going on this package, so I'm going to look at it now. One thing I really love and appreciate about this floss is that it is trying its best to be environmentally friendly with the packaging. So it's in a paper box, and I think the sticker is made of like some kind of bioplastic, like corn plastic, compostable plastic. The sticker is to hold the flap down. There's like a flap that you open to access the floss. And the only other material is metal for the little cutter of the floss. And even inside, if you open it up, there's no plastic bag holding the floss in. Because I bought one other type of floss that I thought looked really biodegradable in the box. And then I opened it, or I got to the end. No. At the beginning, you have to unwrap the plastic bag to get the floss out. And I'm not sure why they did that. Maybe to preserve the mint flavor. But this one, I'm just double checking. that it doesn't have a plastic bag. No, it's in a paper bag, a paper kind of envelope, which is cool. I mean, I think they thought about this and they made it as eco-friendly as they could, and I really appreciate that and wish more companies would put that care and attention into their packaging. This is by a brand called Radius. They make, mouth hygiene products. They have a whole line of toothbrushes and floss, and I'm not sure if they have toothpaste. I've never seen that before. I think I've only seen their toothbrushes and their floss, but they might have other products like toothpaste and maybe mouthwash or something. But this package is, I'm not sure what it's called when it's like the package that hangs on the hook at the store. There's a little store display, a store hook hole. I'm not sure what that's called. Tab. And it is paper, as I've mentioned. It's about 4 inches tall and 2 inches in width. And the actual box of floss is square and is about 2 inches by 2 inches. And then there's the tab on top that you hang on the display, and that's about another 2 inches, and then 1.5 or so inches in width. Okay, so I'm going to start at the top on the front and tell you about what's going on. The paper is basically white. I mean, it looks kind of off-white. It's not bright white, but it's maybe kind of creamy white. And right at the top left, there's some words. It says organic floss, which is a little bit... And that is in a sans serif, bold, black font, all caps. Not much to say about this font. It's very plain and kind of, like nondescript, I guess. And then down below that, there's the USDA organic symbol, which is just in black. And then below that, it says non-toxic with a flower, a picture of a flower, a little drawing symbol of a flower growing out of the ground. It looks kind of like a tulip. And then on the right side, there's the Radius branding, and it's in a red rectangle right in the corner. The red is like a... It's like a fire engine red, but it's a little, there's a tiny bit of blueness to it. It's not a true red, I don't think. Maybe it's looking like that in relation to this creamy white background, but it looks a little more pinky. It's definitely red though. And that's all that's in this, on this tab that hangs on the shelf. It's just the Radius branding in the right hand side, organic floss, USDA organic seal, and the non-toxic declaration. The Radius font is interesting. It's, I would say, sans serif, but it kind of gets thinner and thicker at some points, and it's almost a serif, kind of. It's all in caps, and the R and the A are connected at the bottom, and there's an R at the end in a circle, you know, for the kind of registered trademark thing. And that's all there is to say about it. I do like the font. It's classic looking. It's almost, I want to say, like Art Nouveau. I'm not sure why that popped into my mind. Actually, right now, I'm reminded of an email I got from a kind listener who emails often. Thank you, Carl, for sending me this email. I asked if I could read the email that they sent, and I'm gonna just, it's about last week's episode. If you remember, I was looking at a viewfinder toy and remarking on the font of the Wonders of the Deep booklet, and I really liked it. And one thing I love about Carl is they always email me just extra information, and I think fonts are something that they're interested in. So let me just pull up this email. All right, the email said, a font designer friend, he and his partner created Lucida, which you may have heard of, among others. Wow, that's crazy. Thought the Wonders of the Deep was probably hand-lettered. See below. And then here's the email from the font designer friend saying, I'd say it is hand-lettering or retouched calligraphy. Each E is slightly different, the O's are a bit different, and then the H and N differ in arches and terminals. The spindly descenders of the F and P are a bit odd, not like the usual chancery cursive italic taught by Lloyd Reynolds, John Benson, or Paul Standard in the 1950s, but still derived from somebody's model of Argy-esque, chancellor-esque, which I guess is, a font. This is so neat. I think it's fascinating that font designers are people. Like, how neat would it be to be a font designer and to know all about fonts? And I don't know. That's fascinating to me. I just love this extra information. Thank you, Carl. And yeah, it's nice to know a little bit more about that font on the viewfinder package. Okay, back to Radius Floss. Radius font, there we go. Okay, now we're onto the box. And the box, as I said, is square, but it has these kind of beveled edges of the front. It's so, how do I describe this? The flap that comes down and is stuck down with a sticker. It is a straight line on the top, but then it curves inward following the lines of the beveled tabs on either side and creating a kind of origami-esque box for that holds the floss. And I guess that's just maybe to give it a little more design wow factor, because it could have just been a square box with the tabs not beveled like this, but like this, it just creates a little more interest and beauty. And so yeah, that tab is secured by a sticker, which actually no longer sticks down. And then on those tabs, printed on this whole front, are some plants, and I think it's peppermint because the front of the tab just plainly says peppermint in the same font and style as the organic floss font up top. Just sans serif, very plain, bold, but the word peppermint is in a dark gray as opposed to black. And to be honest, I don't notice a peppermint taste or smell from this floss. Let me smell it. Yeah, actually, it's definitely there. I guess I don't think about that when I'm flossing. I don't know. I didn't remember it was flavored at all. But it is a very pleasant peppermint smell. And these peppermint plants are done in a really pretty watercolor style illustration on this box. Mostly the plants, there's two plants on this each tab on the sides, but it is bleeding over a little bit to the very front and coming into the middle panel. And the sticker that holds the tab down says, "Softer floss for a better clean." And that is in the same sans serif bold font as the peppermint and the organic floss. The softer floss and the better clean parts are in that font, but then 4A, that is in a cursive, like a little cute cursive font. So softer floss and then cursive in the middle, 4A, and then better clean. And that's on a clear sticker. Again, I think it's like kind of a bioplastic type of plastic. And the font is, the text is black. The watercolor images of the peppermint are just in green, you know, green illustration of peppermint plants coming up the sides. And then below the tab, it says, "Mente Porve Fil Dentaire Bio." I believe that's French. I cannot pronounce French at all. And then on the bottom, it says, "Better by Design TM." That's in the same red as the rectangle of the Radius branding. And it's actually the same font, it looks like, as the Radius font, with the slight flares at the end of the, or the, you know, where a serif would be. I love the language in that email that I read. What is it? Let me pull it back up. The font designer, Chuck, was saying words like descenders and arches and terminals. I would really like to learn more about that. Maybe I will dedicate some of the time to that. I'm going to open the flap and read what's underneath, because I believe there's text under that. So I opened the flap, and there's the watercolor illustration is continued under the flap as the tops of the peppermint plant just kind of peeking out, which is a nice touch. And there's some text that says, "Flossing How-To's" in bold, sans serif, all caps. And then the font here, what I'm going to say next is, yeah, just a very basic sans serif font. I don't know enough about it to say anything. It's just, you know, clear to the point. It says, "Pull approximately 18 inches of floss out and wind around index fingers, leaving about 4 inches between. Slide between teeth, curve floss around tooth, and move up and down." So that's a floss tip for those who didn't know how to floss. And then the same thing is in French, but I'm not going to embarrass myself and try to do that. Peppy's dreaming. And then if I look down on the flat part, there is the floss coming out, and there's the metal part where you cut the floss off the 18 inches. It's just a standard floss cutter. I don't know. I feel like they're all probably the same. If you've ever seen one, you've seen them all. It says on top here, "Flossing tip," and that's in red. And this rest of this part is black. "Floss after every meal or at least 2 times a day. I have to admit, I don't normally floss 2 times a day. I normally just floss at night. Maybe I should start in the morning as well. Okay, that's the whole kind of front of the box. And I'm now going to turn the box over and see what's going on the back. Okay, so on this top tab that we've talked about, on the top, on the back, it says "Earth Friendly, Organic, Clean." And that is in a bold sans serif, but lowercase text, not all caps. And then there's a picture, a drawing, illustration, right under the tab hole thing that they used to put it on the shelf, depicting the box. And I think the function of this little illustration is to kind of, I don't know, show you what's going on with the box and show you how to use it. So let's read. All this text is in the color red, and it's underneath translated into French. And it's all caps, bold, the same font as we've been talking about the whole entire time. That plain sans serif, bold, all caps. Okay, one of the there's an arrow pointing to the floss itself coming out, and it says waxed for smooth glide. And then there's an arrow pointing to the side of the box, and it says soft sponge floss for a gentle, deeper clean. I guess it's meaning just like inside the box, there's the floss. And then another arrow on the other side pointing to the box again, and it says tooth-friendly coconut oil and erythritol. I don't know what that is. Probably some kind of alcohol-based sugar thing, sweetener. And then there's a kind of chunk of space that has a different color on the background. It's kind of like a sandy color, a sandy gray color, to differentiate that we're now to a different section of, I don't know, section of the box, I guess. It says green by design, and this is all in black text. Plastic-free packaging, 100% sustainable paperboard, proudly designed in Pennsylvania, USA. Oh, and then it says tear here, and there's a perforated line where the top of the box was hanging on the shelf. Oh, I'm going to rip that off right now. Hold on. All right, now I'm just left with a square floss box. I just have always left that thing on. I don't know why. Okay. So on the top here now, there are four circles, symbols. The colors are light baby, like baby sky blue and black. And then on that background of kind of sandy gray color, these are all kind of declarations of the box and the packaging and the floss. The first one says, and these are all in circles, botanical-based inks. And there's an image of kind of like a water droplet with a lotus inside. And then the next circle says water-based coatings. And the circle, the blue circle, has H2O printed inside. The third circle says 100% toxin-free. And in that circle, it just says that again. It just says 100% toxin-free. That's kind of funny. And then the fourth circle says free of PFAS. And inside this circle of blue, it says no PFAS. So, okay, that's pretty funny to me for some reason. It's just like saying something twice in a circle. I don't know. And then we're back to the white background, and there's all this information that maybe no one else really cares about. Manufactured in Colombia. Certified organic by EcoCert SA. Radius Corporation, 40 Willow Street, Clutztown, Pennsylvania, 19530 USA. Discover our clean and green mission. www.madebyradius.com. FDA, Radius is registered under the jurisdiction of the Food and Drug Administration, USA. And then it says 55 yards or 50 meters. There's a barcode. The number of this barcode is 8517800186 8. And it says cruelty-free, women-owned, cool. Oh, this is endorsed by PETA, interestingly. And then there is a recycle symbol, and it says card, and I think that just means like this cardboard cardstock is recycled and recyclable. And then on the very bottom, if I look on the bottom, we have ingredients. Ingredients: virgin coconut oil, carnauba wax, organic peppermint oil, tea tree oil, erythritol, and then it says certified organic ingredients. Lot number 2673. And there we have it, my favorite floss. I'll tell you that the floss is indeed soft. It doesn't hurt my gums. It doesn't splinter and, you know, fiber apart in a gross way in my mouth. It lasts for a long time. I don't know, it's just kind of the perfect floss for me. And I do hope that I can find a similar one here, or the same one. That would be ideal. And I know what you're thinking. Emily, just order it online if you don't find it here. But I'm trying to order less things online, and I'm trying to, yeah, just cut down on that. And I know we're in a global pandemic where, like, you can't really go to stores freely anymore, but I can go to some stores, and yeah, I guess I would just rather buy something at a store if I can. Wow, it's such a sunny day here in Cornwall. It is just gorgeous and warm. If you have an opinion, please email me, whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com. And I just thank you so much for listening, for being here with me. I'm so happy that even one person listens to this. So if you're listening, thank you so much. And I hope that you're doing well. Please give yourself a hug for me. And if you have a dog or a cat or some other kind of animal that you can hug, give that animal a hug from me as well. All right, until next time, bye.